the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, I'm sure there's a few people who have come out of Irish bars and tried something that we're chatting about next. Stunts. The latest Ryan Gosling movie, The Fall Guy, has been described as a love letter to stunt performers. But who are the people who coordinate Hollywood's greatest stunts? It seems a surprising number of them are Irish. Shifra Mulqueen has been finding out about their typical day at the office.
I've had near misses. I've done car chases. I've stepped off the gallows. I've had a lasso thrown at me and strangled me. You know, I've gone through windows. I've been drowned several times as well. So a day in the life is good fun.
Stunt performer Aoife Byrne didn't jump into her career overnight.
I've got four older brothers, so I literally grew up as the youngest and the only girl. So I grew up on action films. I wasn't allowed to ever watch a chick flick. While all of my friends were out watching the likes of Pretty Woman, I was at home there trying to master my splits. With Jean-Claude Van Damme being able to do the spinning kick, it was just so impressive, and I just wanted to be able to do that. And my brothers, they're all like well impressed. Like they kind of laugh because my parents think it's okay for me to go and do stunts. They weren't allowed to play rugby because they could have got injured. But maybe it's the last child as well. They don't care. They're gonna
put me in the movies. As a stunt double, you can't make a scene and you must blend in with your surroundings.
I then got hired for being short. I would double older women, I would double kids. Like, I always thought my height was a negative, but it's actually worked out eventually. When you're doubling, you're just watching your actress the whole time. Do they slouch? Do they have a kink in their walk? What way do they hold themselves so that when you're called onto set, they won't know the difference? Even when I started out, a bar fight would always be men in a bar fight, but now there are females going in on that. Or even car stunts now, you'll see there are now female drivers, where it was always male. We were just brought in where the female was taking a hit, being beaten up, whereas now more leads are female. It's great, like, means more work. Well, I'm not the kind to run and hide.
When I come close to danger, I was driving blindfolded with someone handcuffed beside me, shouting instructions. If you get it wrong and the car is smashed, then yeah, it's not a good look on your CV. So the worst question you can be asked, which you frequently do get asked, is, oh, you must be really nervous.
For over 25 years, Peter Dillon has been one of Ireland's leading stuntmen. He's now set up a business teaching traditional Kung Fu and Qi Kung in Cork.
I was a school teacher teaching German and geography for a number of years. But, you know, I guess I started to relook at my life and was looking for something perhaps a little less dangerous than teaching. And so, yeah, fell into stunts.
As a stunt performer, you have to roll with the punches and adapt to what's thrown in front of you.
But I'm claustrophobic. The worst job I ever had to do was be buried in a grave because the tension in my stomach and the sweat start and so on. I brought in my mobile phone and I played Sudoku. It allowed, as long as your mind can be somewhere else. I remember working on Penny Dreadful. We were shooting in Spain in a place called Almeria. It's famous for where they shot the Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns, and we were filming there as cowboys. But here I was, sheriff's badge, six gun on my hip, I've got a Winchester rifle, and I'm on this horse galloping through the desert. And I remember just this huge grin spreading on my face going, yeah man, the 8-year-old me is so proud of this. So yeah, there's been some fantastic experiences that way.
But is there an art to fighting in front of camera?
It's choreography. You learn a whole fight. As you build up the speed and the momentum, you're going to be missed. Like, you won't get hit and you won't hit them. On a battlefield, it is like a ballroom dance. Except whereas on a dance floor, you're trying not to step on each other's toes. This way, we're trying not to punch each other in the face or kick somebody where we shouldn't.
So generally speaking, it's called a hit sell. So you're selling the hit. And that's really to do with camera angles. You're just going to vocalize as if you yourself have been hit, and that's just a compressed air release, or like I said, some kind of a grunt. So you do your punch, and I'll do the sell.
to get really good stunts, the cost is very, very high. You know, there's so much planning involved. Like, I've worked in stuff for 3 months. Like, in the movie, it's 5 seconds. It's not tens of thousands. You're into millions and millions and millions to create 5 seconds of magic.
Mike O'Shea is an adventurer who's been roped in as a stunt consultant for some of Hollywood's biggest blockbusters.
So we did 3 Star Wars, Indiana Jones, James Bond. I spent 9 months with James Bond in 3 different countries.
Pretty much the biggest stunt in cinema history. Tom Cruise just rode a motorcycle off a cliff 6 times today.
It was during COVID then I got a call about the motorbike stunts.
Mike was asked to design and build a ramp off a cliff in Norway for Tom Cruise's stunt in Mission Impossible.
We did all the design work on it. I basically did it sitting in my house in Dingle. What it might sound quite simple is, you know, we're trying to get the motorbike to travel along a ramp that's changing direction. So it's going, you know, there's drop-offs and there's changes in elevation on it. So we're trying to get the correct curves on it and stuff like that so the wheel doesn't compress and he loses speed. I went out to Norway with a team and we started building the one in Norway, which was over 205 metres long. So we basically flew 280 tons of equipment to a top of like an almost 4,000 foot drop. It's like the Cliffs of Moher on steroids. Like, we were like 7 times higher than that. We built the whole thing by hand. Guys from Kerry, Shane McCauley from Wicklow, Conor McGrath from Doolin and County Clare. The first 2 days we got snowed off. One of those days the helicopters couldn't get us. So we just try and find a way to trek down off the mountain. So you're working in, you know, snow, really high winds, with a structure that high and that long, we've got to get that structure so it's absolutely rock solid and does not move, so that when he goes down the ramp doesn't get any wobbles or moves in it, because it would, at 8 foot wide at 60 kilometers, one little wobble and it's all over, you know?
3, 2, 1, action!
It's the only expression I can give is I'm probably like an expected mother. I'm just so nervous and so excited and it's so unknown to me. The feeling and the sensation of just watching him taken off. The first thing is you just run to the edge of the cliff with well down to see that he managed to open his parachute safely.
I saw a canopy.
But for Aoife, the real satisfaction comes later.
When you're sitting in the cinema and, yeah, everybody else is watching it and you're just kind of looking around going, they don't even know that that's me on the big screen. Part of what you did actually gets a laugh out of the audience, or if you did something gory and nobody knows you're sitting there, it is always a great feeling. Even better if they start crying. You know you did your job. Nobody knowing I'm sitting there, it's like my own little secret.
Well, I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, 'cause I'm the unknown star.
Well, what a career. Not one that a career guidance teacher would probably tell you about in school. Shifra Mulqueen reporting there.